Ottawa. Freedom Convoy, organizer Chris Barber called for people to flood the city, in a social media video that was shown Thursday in court as part of his criminal trial. Barber, who operated a trucking business in Swift Current, Sask, and fellow protest organizer Tamara Litch, from Medicine Hat, Alta, are co-accused in the trial. They face charges related to their role in organizing the protest against COVID-19 health restrictions last year that blockaded Ottawa City streets for weeks with big rig trucks and encampments. As testimony continued for a third day in Ottawa, the Crown called to Ottawa Police Sergeant Joanne Pilote, who compiled 5 hours of TikTok and YouTube videos posted by Barber, Litch and others participating in the protest. Over the course of the three-week demonstration that blocked streets around Parliament Hill in January and February 2022, thousands of protesters recorded and streamed videos, capturing the overwhelming sounds of honking horns and large crowds of protesters. Pilote typically serves in the homicide unit. In one video showed to the court, Barber told supporters on February 7, 2022, he believed riot police were on their way to Ottawa. He said that if protest organizers' phones go dark, people should use whatever means possible to come to the city and protest peacefully. "You come here and you flood this city," Barber said in the video, posted to his TikTok account during the second week of the protest. In the expletive-laden message, he said he didn't care if everyone in Canada came to Ottawa. The Crown alleges that Litch and Barber orchestrated the protest, directed the movement of trucks and protesters, and counseled them to remain in Ottawa even as police ordered them to leave. The Crown also hopes to prove that Litch and Barber conspired together during the protest, and that evidence against one of them would apply to both. They are co-accused of mischief, counseling others to commit mischief, intimidation, and obstructing police. Barber faces an additional charge of counseling others to disobey a court order that banned trucks from honking their horns in the downtown core. An Ontario Superior Court judge granted an injunction on February 7 to ban the incessant honking at all hours of the day and night from the big rig trucks stationed all over the downtown core after an Ottawa resident brought a class action lawsuit against the protesters. Violators of the injunction could have been found in contempt, which carries stiffer penalties than regular bylaw offenses. In a video posted 2 days later, Barber acknowledged the court-ordered ban on honking but told truckers to grab that horn switch and don't let go if they saw a large number of police come toward them. His message, which contained several profanities, told truck drivers it didn't matter what time of day or night it was, they should let their horns honk for as long as possible, when that time comes. Barber sat in the first row of the courtroom Thursday, a notebook in hand, as video after video from his TikTok account, BigRed19755, were played for the court. At times, he took notes as his videos played on a large screen at the front of the courtroom. His face remained impassive as the Crown showed another video from February 7 where Barber suggested an empty intersection near the National Art Gallery in downtown Ottawa looked lonely. "It doesn't look like there's anybody here," he said, and asked whether there was anything they could do about that before letting out a long laugh. There were far fewer supporters in court Thursday for the third day of the criminal trial. Litch and Barber sat in the front rows with their spouses and a private security guard, as about 10 members of the public filed quietly into the benches behind them. Outside the courthouse, half a dozen supporters sat on a patch of grass with sandwich board signs that read, "Free Chris," and "Free Tamara." This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 7, 2023. Laura Osman, the Canadian Press. Note to readers, this is a corrected story. An earlier version incorrectly spelled the names of Sergeant Joanne Pilote and Const. Isabel Sear.